Hello, hello, and welcome to the weekly energy update for the week of April 28th, 2024. I'm Renee Spears, a spirit guide channeler and spiritual mentor, and I'm coming to you from beautiful and rainy Bozeman, Montana. Every Sunday, I share the energy for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And after the energy over the past 2 months, I am ready for a vacation. Last week, I felt like I had an energy hangover. There's been so much upheaval and change in our lives. Multiple times recently, I've asked myself, like, what am I doing with my life again? But the intense energy is finally calming down. And this month, we get to catch our breath and gain some clarity about where we stand now. May is a good month to slow down and focus on what we truly value. For the first 3 weeks of the month, Taurus season helps us get grounded, refocus, and create a solid foundation for what's next. In just a month, when we leave May and head into June, we'll have deeper clarity on the journey of transformation we're going through. So let's start with the numerology of May. May is a four universal month in numerology, and we get that number by adding 5 for May, being the fifth month of the year, to 8, which is the sum total for 2024. We're in an 8 universal year. Those add up to 13 and, of course, then reduce down to 4. The number 4 is associated with stability, organization, hard work, and practicality. In a 4-month, we focus on building solid foundations in our lives and establishing new routines and structures. It's a good time to think about your long-term goals and get a plan on how to achieve them. I'm talking about practical things like finances, getting your work organized, your health. A 4 universal month is about putting in the effort and taking a practical approach to build the foundation for the next chapter. Now remember that 2024 is an 8 universal year, which is all about expansion, financial wealth, and abundance. All of that good stuff is easier to access in an 8 year. But we still have to put in some effort. So May is the month to step into your power and claim that abundance. And we do that by getting a plan, getting organized, and building our solid foundation. The last 2 months, we were just hanging on and getting through it, adjusting to all the changes and that crazy-ass energy. Now everything settles down, and we get to work on building our next chapter. So May is that breath of fresh air we've been craving. Life is equally intense and chill. In the past 2 months we've had the intensity, May is the chill. This is our chance to relax into our new realities and get back in balance. May starts with Pluto going retrograde this week on Thursday, May 2nd. Now before you start sweating another retrograde, remember that Pluto moves so slowly, taking a couple of decades to make its way through each sign, that the effects of its retrogrades aren't felt as much as a faster moving planet like Mercury. It's going to be retrograde until October, so we have a long time in this energy. I think of Pluto as the cosmic makeover guru. Pluto represents death, transformation, and rebirth. In mythology, it's associated with the god of the underworld, and it signifies a profound change where the old gives way to the new. This retrograde is like hitting the pause button on our external lives to turn inward for a period of self-reflection and transformation. We're changing how we think about ourselves and rethinking our roles in the world. This is that, what am I doing with my life again energy. All the change we've experienced in the past couple of months now results in us digging deep and figuring out who we are, what we're doing, what's our purpose, and then building our lives from that new foundation. So how do you do that? How do you build a new life foundation? This is something that I've been doing as I lead up to my 60th birthday in only 42 days now. You start with the big stuff. Do you love where you live? Does the city, the neighborhood, and your home reflect and fit the new you? Get a plan for changing anything that doesn't resonate with your new energy. Does your image still fit? I've had a lot of clients lately whose images just don't fit anymore. So when you have a life makeover, often you'll want an image makeover too. new hair, new wardrobe, new diet and exercise routines? Does your work suit you, or is it time for a change? What about your relationships, your hobbies? Who are you now? This is the year to fall in love with your life. We've had a lot of help from the universe getting us where we're meant to be, and now it's up to us to build the foundation for this fated life. Start by changing the things you're not in love with. Surround yourself with the people and the things you love. Next week on the 7th, there's a new moon. And as you know, new moons are about new beginnings and starting new. This is the week to get a practical plan for moving forward with that new moon. What steps do you need to take to fall madly in love with your life? We've changed, so take some time to reflect on who you are and what you want. Be honest with yourself. There may be some difficult decisions that need to be made, but the result is a life you love. It's worth the work. It's worth the hard decisions. The affirmation I've been saying this week is, I allow myself to fall in love with my life. We've made it. We made it through March and April. And now we're to the good stuff. May helps us get back in balance to refocus and remember to enjoy life. May is setting us up for a fabulous summer. So put in the effort now to have a summer and a life that you love. And that is it for the week. I mentioned last week that I've started offering private women's wisdom circles. These are perfect for a group of friends, maybe some coworkers or a book club, even if you're in different parts of the country because it's on Zoom. So you choose the days and times that work best for all of you. Now, these are spiritually based and include learning how to communicate with your spirit guides, interpret your dreams, use pendulums and oracle cards, and meet your spirit animal. I will put a link to more info in the show notes, or you can always go to my website, abundology.com. All I want to do in my 60th year is to explore Montana. I spent my 50th year going around the world and having lots of adventures, and now I just want to stay close to home and explore Montana. And that starts today with a drive on some back roads to some itty-bitty towns. So I'm spending the day feeling the love for Montana. So as always, thank you for listening, liking, subscribing, and sharing the podcast with a friend. Have a great week. We made it. We made it through the intense energy and now to lovely May, June, July, and August. Have a great week, everyone.